Thank you for tuning in to WMUC-FM College Park. This is a brand new show brought to you by the Black Explosion newspaper, the first and only newspaper, the first and only Black student newspaper at the University of Maryland. We're just going to start off with a quick recap of the news we have at theblackexplosionnews.com. First off, the university denies interim director termination claims in letter sent by Nimbru student ambassadors, written by Razak Diallo. So the vice president of Belonging and Community, Georgina Dodge, denies allegations from Nimbru student ambassadors that Nimbru interim director Syke Williams Forson will be prematurely terminated by the end of the month. The Nimbru student ambassadors were protesting that in a letter to President Pines and university officials. Read more on our website. We also have Iranian students navigating severed contact with family during the war, and along with that, raised gas prices. The average is a little over $4. Yeah. Next off, we have an interview with Corey Perry. She's going to introduce herself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Corey Perry. I am a senior multi-platform journalism major here at the University of Maryland. I am also a copy editor for Her Campus Maryland, as well as a freelancer for the Black Explosion newspaper.
Okay, thank you. To start off, can you just talk about a little bit about what Her Campus is and what work you do with them?
So basically, Her Campus is a newspaper here at the University of Maryland. We're a part of the Her Campus overarching kind of network that goes along with other schools. We write for college age Gen Z, for women, by women, basically, just things that you find on college, in college life, and kind of more pop culture things and basic college age stuff that people want to know. I'm a copy editor. I started off as a freelancer before transitioning into staff writer, and then I just mainly do copy editing work. I'm hoping to write a few articles before I graduate. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then tell us a little bit about what you do for the Black Explosion newspaper.
So I am the freest freelancer you will ever see at the Black Explosion. I've written a few articles, worked on a few articles. My main one that's been posted was the covering of Israel Fest and how that kind of operated with the protest of it across the lawn. Not across the lawn, but across campus, kind of. And hoping to write more articles for the Black Explosion. I love the Black Explosion. They're where I get my main news for on-campus news and things that have been happening whenever I'm kind of looking at news articles and stuff, especially for University of Maryland. But yeah, I'm more of a supporter than anything else, but I do love writing and I love the people who work there. And I'm hoping to write a few articles for them as well before I graduate and still support them beyond my postgrad journey. So yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then what kind of things are you interested in creatively?
Creatively? Do you mean like outside of journalism, outside of being a student? So I'm writing a book. It's going to be my first novel, hopefully a part of a series, but apparently you're not supposed to say that, but whatever. So I really like writing. I love reading. I also am really into fashion and pop culture things. I was the journalism lead and co-president and co-founder of Couture Magazine, which is a kind of fashion culture magazine here on University of Maryland's campus. Shout out Cold Sore. Love everybody at Cold Sore. But that kind of jump-started my love for fashion and not creativity. I've always been creative, but yeah, outside of being a student, being a journalism student, I love reading, I love writing, I love cooking, I love music. Yeah, I'm more of a fan than anything, but things I actually do, I love writing my book and my thoughts and anything else in between.
Yeah, what is your book about?
It's about a girl I don't know how much I can, like, not how much I can say, but I always start with, like, yeah, I can't say that. But it's about a girl who is a kind of a genius. She goes to college very young. She's 17 when she starts out. And she makes this thing that is supposed to kind of help her later on in life. She's the daughter of immigrants, and she wants to better her family situation. So she creates a product that has some adverse effects around the people that she's hanging out with. So it's more of a young adult journey into the world while something crazy is going on. And I don't really know how it is, but, you know, we're going to figure it out together. So, yeah.
No, that's okay. Tell us more about Couture Magazine.
When I was with Couture, the editor-in-chief, Gabby, she had started off as my freshman year roommate. So when she came to me about this idea, which is crazy, actually, now that I think about it, because before she had asked me, I had thought about making my own magazine. And then the next day she was like, Corey, I have this idea for this magazine. I was like, this is kind of perfect. Like, what? So I kind of handled articles being edited and, like, overseeing everything that had to do with what we were actually putting out for content. I wrote one of the articles for the initial first edition of the magazine. We had a few events, and the biggest one that I can remember is the launch party. Very stressful. Everybody came out. They showed up and showed out. It was fun. We talked about fashion and music and kind of outside of, like, College Park, University of Maryland stuff, just general tips, tricks, culture aspects of everything. I remember one of the last articles I was editing was about the history of rap. It was so great. It was so long. And I was like, whoa, what's going on? And it was all this stuff I had never heard of. So Couture, we did a lot of fashion photo shoots too, which was really fun. I was a creative director for some of them, and I also got to participate in some of them, which was really, really fun. So now I love being in front of a camera. I love having a nice little fit on and taking pictures, and yeah, basically. I don't know. It kind of jump-started my goal of being on a Couture. I want to be an editor for the magazine. But my own magazine, obviously. Yeah.
Okay, and then where did this love for magazines come from?
Girl, who knows? I mean, like, I when I was younger, I always saw, like, you know, magazines like nail salons or hair salons, whatever. Never really thumbed through them unless it was, like, a Vogue or an Essence or an Ebony. And then you'd see them in my house, and I'm like, we have all this stuff sitting around, nobody reads it. And I actually picked one up, and I was like, whoa, it's kind of revolutionary. Because it's, especially fashion magazines, I think it gives you a side of media that you kind of only see on the internet. But when you're actually looking through it with a physical copy in your hand, it's different. It's real. It's in your face. So I think it's a lot more, I don't want to say manageable. It's easier for me to appreciate the culture aspect of media versus kind of reading a news article or doing something like that, because I don't know, you get the physical sense of being connected to it with the actual magazine in your hands, and then off of that you can go into your news article, and you can go to the fashion shows, and you can go to the photo shoots and everything. But it's a first step on the foundation to that fashion side of media and culture and things that I like.
Okay.
I hope that was good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that was good. And then what kind of got you interested in fashion?
So I feel like I'm a person who really goes with like trends at the time. Were you on the Y2K trend when it first hit like
No, I
TikTok?
was
Oh, good,
not.
good, because I was. And you'd always see like the Shein and the Fashion Nova, oh, the butterflies and the colors and the pink and the juicy, and I'm kind of like, this is all fine and dandy, but like, what's next? What's before that? What's after that? What was on the sides of those? Like, what kind of, how did that kind of come to be? And I'm somebody who really likes pop culture, and I love seeing what's happening with celebrities and entertainment and the music industry and the acting world. And I don't know, one big part of that is kind of seeing how the things that other people wear, like celebrities wear, like Zendaya or somebody else. I love looking at that fashion sense and then kind of trying to emulate it with, first of all, my budget. Oh my gosh. But also things that I already have. I love cutting shirts up. I love a crop top. I love a off-shoulder top. I love wearing things the wrong way. I remember there was this one time I didn't have a jacket, so I took a pair of jeans and I put my hand or my put my arms in the sleeves, and I was like, oh, it's a little like, what's it called, a bolero? You know what I'm
I
talking
have
about?
no
Like, it's
idea.
like a cardigan, but almost not. Like, it's just like the arm. It's just the arms. Anyways, so things like that. I like mixing and matching things, because it's kind of like a puzzle, but it's a puzzle that I know I'm always gonna win because I'd like to say good fashion sense sometimes. Period. But yeah, that and kind of being online for so long, especially after COVID, just like, you know, all I can see is what people are wearing on the internet or what people have worn on Pinterest. And I don't know, like taking inspiration and kind of turning it into something that I know fits me and I know that I have. It's kind of fun. Like, I was never really a puzzle person when I was a kid, but now it's kind of like a big puzzle.
Oh
So,
my
yeah.
gosh. Okay, period. And then, what is your, I guess, since you can remember, what are your favorite trends? And then, what do you think needs to go?
Ooh. Okay, let me start off by saying, I used to hate the camo. I'm sorry. I used to hate the camo when that came out, and then they started putting pink bows on it, and I was like, okay,
Oh.
I can. You know what? Ryan Coogler was like involved. Like, I got involved with that. I started to get involved with that. I didn't like the camo, but now I'm tolerable to the camo. Favorite trends? Ooh. I don't know. I kind of favorite trends. It has to be something like really, really, really weird. Or like really, really, really just like not put together, like you're trying and I can see that, but like if it's, oh, I don't know. I think anybody can make a fit, and I think any outfit can be good, but you also can't let the clothes wear you or just wear the clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to style yourself with accessories, with the way your clothing fits, and something like that. So, trends by themselves, they're, I don't know. I don't want to say like I love all the trends because there's gonna be stuff. I just can't think of stuff right now. But let's think of what needs to go. What needs to go? Dang, I don't know. Anything with like a. I'm tired of the over bedazzling stuff, I think. Or like, I don't want to just point out when guys do it, but that's all I can think. Like, the bedazzled like sweatsuits, they. Sometimes it's just like, what's going on? Because they, some of them can be really cute, but also some of them can be like, I don't know. Maybe if it's not like all the way bedazzled, or if it's like not majority bedazzled, like, okay, that's cool. What else needs to go? I don't know. I just talked about bows, and I love bows, but if it's like too much, then I can't do that. Like a little
one two, like on the shoulders, maybe on the knees, or like bows as an accessory is cute, but bows mm-hmm. as like one of the main parts of your outfit, like if it's, I'll say in a grand sense, if it's too much of something, like too many bows, too many rhinestones, too many, I don't know, laces, or too many whatever, I can't do a lot. Unless it's done in a very intentional way. Yeah. I know that wasn't good. That wasn't helpful, but I don't know. I like when people are creative and people are themselves, but sometimes people just be throwing stuff together and I'm like, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay. And then here is a quick PSA.
Speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
Okay, yeah, PSA. Corey, what else would you like to talk about? From, you know, anywhere from student life to, I don't know what music you're listening to right now.
Oh, I want to talk about music. Wait, a lot of the music I've been getting is from my Instagram music. Mm. You know, like when it shows you like, oh, for you, or like your saved music, or like recommended. I've been getting a lot of my songs, and they've all been like instrumentals or like jazzy R&B type, and I'm quite thoroughly enjoying it, I'm not gonna lie. I've been in a headspace recently where like I need like cute like 2000s kind of sound. Let me start by saying, before I talk about this particular genre of music, that the inspiration for me wanting to like find this music comes from like Y2K, 2000s, like pop glitz, pink glam, like getting ready, or like a scene out of a movie where it's just like, oh, girls, like girls just want to have fun, but like not that song, because it, like the idea of it versus actually listening to that song. So like a lot of the music I've been listening to recently is kind of like old pop Rihanna, or like I've been into a lot of like old Disney music, like a lot of Juicy Lee. I love Juicy Lee. Or like a lot of like Gwen Stefani or Eve, or just like older music but still like, you know, like stuff I can get ready to, stuff I can listen or do my makeup to, stuff I can party with my friends to, but like before we get to the party, like just a moment for girls being girls and just having a good time. Let me pull up. I'm not gonna play it, but pull up a song.
Yeah. We can't play music I'm this not gonna one play because it. I don't have the... They didn't give me the login.
I've been listening to, like, old Childish Gambino, like... You know, as long as, like, maybe you're the baddest.
Yes,
like,
I love
stuff
that
like that, because it's just like, I am the baddest, you know what I'm saying? Like, Donald said it correctly. Donald Glover said it correctly. I am the baddest. Beyonce, like, Welcome to Hollywood. Jay-Z, like, her... What is this album? B-Day? Or Beyonce? Doechii, Idina Howard, Freeway, Jasmine Sullivan, just like a lot of like upbeat, feel good music that doesn't necessarily have to have like the deepest meaning on the planet. Just something that makes you feel pretty, makes you feel good, and makes you feel energized. What else? And I've noticed I've been like matching my outfits to like the vibe of the music too. So like when I was saying like 90s, 2000, like I'll wear a, it's mainly accessories for me. I'm not actually wearing any right now. But if I was wearing like gold bangles right now with my black shirt and pink pants and fur boots and like,
I didn't notice the fur boots.
Oh, you know I always have them on.
Yes.
Wait, to narrate, Corey is wearing a black shirt, a little rose gold, it looks like necklace, pink pants, and brown and black furry boots.
Yes, I am. So if I'm wearing this outfit, I'd wear lots of gold or like just beaded bracelets. I'd probably wear more stacked accessories. Maybe some sunglasses. My hair would be different. My hair might be curly or my hair might be long and straight. But like, just like, I have to get into the vibe with that music to be able to also feel my outfit.
So what music would this outfit be?
This would be like, I gotta pull up my playlist and see. I will give you an actual song. This might be Good Looking Out by Mila J, or like, I'm trying to find like an older song, because I feel like this is like older, like kind of off-duty Cheetah Girl type outfit. You know what I'm saying?
Lucky,
like, Or like a, I don't think Cheetah Girls have like a casual song. I feel like it was all pop. But I'm really trying to find a song right now. It's a lot of Mila J that I'm looking at. Oh my gosh. Wait, hold on. Maybe like a Destiny's Child.
Okay, or maybe period. Like I a, see that.
Destiny's Child during the day, not Destiny's Child during the party. Like, Destiny's Child during a party, it'd be different. What song was that? I'm not that song. Maybe. I don't know. Or what's that? That Childish Gambino song, Heartbeat. I wanted you. That's more like a party song, but like.
Yeah.
Kind of the vibe where it's like, oh, you're really like grooving in the music, you know, like the music is less of a sound and more of a feeling at that point.
Yeah. I see the vision,
but this is like a, I'd say this is like a Destiny's Child, Mila J, casual, cutesy girl, la la.
Oh wait, can you talk a little bit louder? I don't think it's picking up.
Oh, it's a casual, cutesy, girl, la la, kind of casual day shopping, maybe. But like, Sharpay Evans, I have my dog in my bag, like just something cute. But yeah. Like, I know, like, yeah, I'm that girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, very. Nina, do you have any more questions?
No, I mean, we have airtime until 2. We can talk about anything.
Okay. How was your day?
It was good. How was yours?
I didn't really have a day. Not yet. I have class, and then I have another class, and then my boyfriend's coming to make me do work.
You have a boyfriend?
Okay, wait. He's not my boyfriend yet. Or he's not my boyfriend.
Okay, wait. Also, this is, like, recorded online.
Oh.
Like, you could pull this up.
Okay.
Just letting you know that.
Thank you.
Before you say anything crazy.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything crazy. Well, now I know to leave some things out. But.
Wait, but also it's like Black Explosion too.
Oh.
So that's our name on it. So like.
Yeah. It's not, I'm not going to get you on the show. Okay. But yeah, we might get back together. He's my ex. You're not a bad ex. Not a bad ex.
Okay.
Love him down. Favorite person.
Aw, so okay, fun. Period, yeah.
But he's going to make me do work. Good. Because I need to do work, and we're going to work and study together. Mm-hmm.
What classes are you taking today?
I have my history, not history, am I crazy? I have my English class with John Drabinsky, the Afro Postmodern. We're looking at, I think we're looking at Benitez Rojos today, or we did.
Who's that?
He's an essayist, I want to say Cuban essays, but it's a class that kind of talks about
we discuss poetry of Afro-Caribbean, Caribbean, like Black poets and essayists and scholars and everything, kind of dissect the overarching history and themes of what it means to be Black or what it means to be Cuban. I mean, not Cuban, Caribbean. It's a very interesting class, very interesting. And then after that, I have my history of post-colonial violence in the African Great Lakes region class.
That sounds so interesting.
They're both interesting. Like, and I was looking for a final class to take this semester.
Oh, because you're graduating this semester too, right?
Yes! Well, I'm getting my degree in August, but I'm walking in May.
Oh.
But, yes, okay. I am. Just remind me I need to buy my dress. Or my dad needs to buy my dress. But I did just get my regalia, and I got my kente stole, and I am almost done. I just got to pass my classes. Today I have only two classes, but in total I have seven. I have feature writing with Deneen Brown.
Oh my gosh.
I love her so
I love her
much.
Too.
I love
we
her
have that
so
class
much.
Together.
I love her so much. I have Success After College. It's a UNIV class, a UNIV like 300 class. What else do I have? I have my covering Overlook Communities capstone.
How is that going?
It's different than what I expected, but it's really fun. Like, just the topic of our capstone this semester is we're looking at the Preakness Stakes being moved to Laurel Park this year because it's
I heard that.
Always in Pimlico, but Pimlico's undergoing remodeling and reconstruction. So that's been really fun. It's very interesting because I didn't know anything about horses, and now I feel like I know a lot about horses and like horse betting and stuff, and I'm still learning, so it's really, really fun. I've never really gotten a chance, like, even if I've gone out and gotten clips or, like, gone out and interviewed people, like, this feels like genuine field reporting and genuine journalism, and it's really exciting.
Okay.
Then after that, I have data journalism.
Wait, who are you taking it with? Derek Willis?
Yes. If Derek Willis has no fans, I'm dead. I'm sorry. I
he's really funny.
He's a really kind man. And I usually don't like the math science things.
Yeah.
I love me a good R. Like, oh I love R Studio.
I hated it. I did so bad in that class. Oh. But also, I like him as a person, though. But, like, I the like him as itself. A professor, too. But, yeah, I did not do well in that class.
I think it's just, like, I don't know why I keep talking about puzzles today. But it's just, it's kind of like a puzzle. And, like, you have to put the pieces in. And I started with R in my stats class. It was like a regular like EDMS stats.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I'm doing a little, I feel like one of the hack, like we have to hack the mainframe type. Like, I feel like but
that's
I
funny.
Like I never really thought about doing data journalism until they told me I had to take it for my research plans. And I thought it was really interesting that his course was specifically about looking at religious data.
Okay.
And also, it was the one that actually fit my schedule. But besides that, but yes, he's a great professor. It's a fun class. And yeah, and then what else do I take? Oh, hold on. I have feature writing. I have history. I have English. I have, what else did I say? I think, I don't know. I'm taking six classes or seven classes, something like that. I'm also in a scholarship, and we're working on our capstone. So I'm doing two capstones this semester. And I'm also a peer mentor. And yeah. It sounds like I have... Oh, I'm also... Not me forgetting the biggest thing of all, me being historian for MAB.
Oh, bro, I forgot about that anyway. Because we're about to have re-elections too, so...
Yeah... I'm excited. Well, I'm not going to be there, so.
For the elections?
Well, I'm going to be there for the elections, but not for, like, next year, so. I'm excited
girl,
to see who
I'm
becomes
not either.
Historian and.
And vice president.
And
everything
vice president.
Else. President, too.
Maddie's not doing
it? She's putting all of them up.
Oh, she did say this.
Yeah, she might run for a different position that's lesser, but we wanted to give younger people a chance to learn while we were still here, because she's going to be around all next year. I'm going to be here for a semester more, so.
Period. Wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to be coming back and be like, hey, guys,
What's been going on?
Like,
how would the black unk. Be
unk? You're going to be unk.
Can you I be unk?
Next year? Unk?
I got to be the uncle.
My fault, bro.
What's wrong with you? Why are you the uncle?
My fault, bro. My fault. I'm dead. Oh, my gosh.
What? You ever seen that TikTok?
Oh,
it's
my
like,
gosh.
Anaya, what does that say? What?
Wait, no, I haven't.
Well, it's a vine. But, yeah, I am going to be uncle, I guess. Auntie. I'm going to come back and say hi to everybody.
Okay, we still have, like, zero listeners. Lucky might end it early anyway.
It was fun.
It was fun. Okay, wait. Let me do the ending when it's more professional. Yeah. Okay. Thank you all for listening to the Black Explosion Newspaper Radio Show. Make sure to check out our website, blackexplosionnews.com, to read all of our news. Follow us on Instagram at BE News UMD. And yeah, thank you.
everybody, I'm Mike Boschetti, also known as President Jimbo from Smiling Friends, and you're listening to 90.5 FM College Park Radio. You guys rock!
WMUC.
There's no one around but the two old-timers who visit.
Until then, we'll be in a bit of a mellow daze this afternoon. And take good care of you. I assure you. So it's a beautiful day outside. Get outside and enjoy. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the warm weather. And bring the portable listening device of your choice so you can stay tuned. Pack me, light a stick of incense, the electric candle, pour myself a cup of joe, and get to work around here. This is 88.1 WMUC-FM, College Park. Dominic with you here. This is Electric Candle Radio, 3 to 6 p.m., Saturday afternoons. Let's start out with the Fever Tree from their first album, self-titled.
Thank you. that. I that is trash. That is dirt. That is filth. What possessed you to write such a disgusting, degeneratized song as that? And I'm complimenting you by considering it a song.
Now return control of your television set to you until next week at this same time when the control voice will take you to the Outer Limits.
Opening and closing today's broadcast with the soundtrack for the Outer Limits. That was the control voice sign-off. By my namesake, Dominic Frontieri, from the Outer Limits soundtrack with Control Voice sign off. And before that, the Atomic Explosion on 88.1 WMUC-FM College Park. Wrapping it up here, and the Dukes of Stratosphere, speaking of explosions, My Love Explodes from the album 25 O'Clock. And a couple of things from Barnes, David Barnes, but he spells just on his solo project, just goes by B-A-R-N-Z. And David Barnes from the album Lost in the Garden of Delay, we heard Darkness and the Hammered Dulcimer Octet. Jeff Ogg, one of our alumni from the University of Maryland, now living in Germany, from the album Before Then After, one of his recent releases with the Funky Acoustic Groove Thing, Part 2. And Nick Riff started that set up with Symbiont from his latest release called Photon Shift. Dave's in the house. Take good care of you with Dave's record collection, at least until 10 p.m. tonight. And Dave's here somewhere. Dave? There he is.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
It's Father's Day. It's tomorrow. Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you.
Dave has three sons. My three sons. Yeah. His three sons, actually. Yeah. But yeah, your three sons.
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't least, joke about that, least actually.
At least that's what his mother says. That's what their mother says. They're your
that's
kids.
That's what their mother says.
That's what their mother
right.
says. They're your kids. All right. What's anything
Father's
highlighting
Day.
Father's Day tonight or
anything just, highlighting it? It's yeah. all highlighted, man.
Okay, you get your marker out, man. All right. stick around for the Dave's record collection. Dave's Father's Day record collection.
There you go.
I got it right.
All right.
I had to practice a little bit. I've been practicing all afternoon, actually. Anything else you want to just plug real quick, or that was just Father's Day? Happy Father's Day.
Just happy Father's Day to all you fathers who may or may not have children. Well, that doesn't work.
It works better. That works better on Mother's Day, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. All right. Stick around for Dave's record collection right here on 88.1 WMUC-FM in beautiful downtown.
College Park.
The cultural mecca of Prince George's County. See you guys again next Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. or maybe 2 p.m. if I can get in early enough for Electric Candle Radio, 2 to 6 p.m. And have a great weekend, everyone, and a great next week. Stick around for Dave's record collection.
Thank you.